and unflinching, these poems urge us not to take for granted our relationships, our possessions, our lives, but to acknowledge the impermanence, fragility, and summer brevity of our estate. Heather Cam of the Sydney Morning Herald introduces the work of today's poet, New Zealander Loris Edmund, 1924 to 2002. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. An Orange Cat. Come into the little wooden towns, walk with me, covertly watched by, for instance, Mrs. McGrath in the dairy, and Walter O'Connor dreaming his luck on the tab's peeling old seat. Wander the road a mile wide to major and major solicitors, unseen behind the dim, frosted square of their window, last painted in 1949. See where the poplars are greening alongside the camping ground, and the white wooden church standing drier than Danny O'Dowd before the bar opens up at 11. Dry, too, the ancient verandas shrunk by a century's seasons on cottages built when the plain was a forest, to towns no more than depots for horses, and men at large on a wooded island 12,000 miles from home. It was all trees. It was timber, and timber it still is, and the sweet slummocky smell of the sun on doorways and porches, Sally McCutcheon in grey perm and a cardigan getting along in her slippers, Mick Griffin rolling his own at the entrance to Saddlery All Leather Goods Limited, and an orange cat lazily limbering up on the other side of the road. Summer, Golden Bay. A strong current rises, charging through my surprised body and on to the head, where I begin as usual to talk of it. Scholars once said the humours were in the belly or lower. So they are. This crunch of cold sand under my bare feet is a source, an essence, absolute. Do my feet laugh, exaggerate, bury themselves in these coarse grains, this rough invasion, bright gold as it is? Of course. So harsh a kiss is to be received, returned, like any other. Body's the cathedral. To think of it is merely to go singing in the choir. Hymn to the Body. You see them in tea shops and drapery departments, old women holding carefully to their intimate, patient, unspoken knowledge of an approaching decay. They are encased in chiffon, full-sleeved blouses, high necks, soft-falling skirts, brooches, considerate fictions prefiguring a later disguise, one they have seen with a nightmare eye that occasionally opens within them, contemplates the horror of foreign stuff, chemically treated cotton wool, perhaps silicone, they imagine, which briefly will serve as flesh when flesh itself has made its last retreat. They shake themselves, return to shopping or chat. Yet they know too, as I do, that living and dying spring from the same root, and there is still the shuttered bedroom, dark mirror in which the impaired body may yet see itself quiver with that frisking of nerves that points the heart's direction, stirs an old, unthinking delight. Ah, the wise body, so to declare itself for love, and the inextinguishable hope of love, so to stand up and shout its sweet defiance into the silence. A Literary Age. I am not mad like Yeats' Crazy Jane, nor half asleep, nor touched by spells, nor given to raging at the lost hours of a regretted virtuous youth. Ulysses suits me better. The journey beyond journeys, unimaginable frontiers, some risky, passionate vista. The baths of all the western stars quiver above my sleep. These have been poems by Loris Edmund on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.